Well, good morning. It's morning somewhere. It's 12:57 p.m. here on March the 14th, 2015, Greeley, Colorado. Front Range. Front Range is looking good today. A lot of high thin clouds. It's in the low 60s. It's 62 when I left the house. Just afternoon. And I'm overdressed. That hasn't happened in a while. Now, what is this person doing? I'm trying to decide if they want to make that turn, I guess. Alright, they did. Yesterday was one of those weird days. I had the podcast address in there. Everything was fine. Verified it. I got a green flash. Published. Published again, because you have to do it twice. And went on my merry way. Later in the afternoon, I discovered that several people had said, "Hey, you know what? The podcast isn't there." Well, it was there. Terribly pointed out that it was actually, the file was there, just the link didn't go. And when I went back and looked, sure enough, it wasn't there in the post. But when I went to edit, it was still sitting there in the edit screen, correct, green. So I updated and it went. I don't know. You tell me. Today's been kind of a frustrating day, in spite of the fact that I've got all my writing down. I actually got a little dinosaur time in this morning. I got my writing done by about 10 o'clock, in spite of the frustration. At some point this morning, all the comments I had in my manuscripts, and every manuscript disappeared. Gone. Kaputsk. No list. And yet, if I scroll down through, I could see them. And yet, when I tried to use the little navigator button to shift, to go from comment to comment to comment, none of them showed up. So as far as the navigator was concerned, there weren't any comments. As far as the files were concerned, thank heaven, the comments were still there. Turns out all I had to do was close Writer and start it again, and they came back, and I was like, okay, well, it took me 20 minutes to figure that out. But the big concern was this morning, I went to check the comments on NathanLowell.com, and I got fatal error. And it wouldn't load. I couldn't log into the back end. I couldn't see the front end. It was just a fatal error. And it took a little bit of research. It took a little bit of finagling. But it was a pretty fraught half hour, I'll tell you. It turned out to be a plug-in problem. Something happened to the plugin overnight. And, I got it back going again. It didn't take anything too significant in terms of making it work. It's just being able to log in to make it work was... It's like, well, I can't log in. How do I resolve the issue? It didn't send me the recovery link. What do I do? Turns out it was just, log in through Bluehost and rename the plugins directory and see if it works. And sure enough, it did. All right, fine. I had a similar problem yesterday afternoon with the Mastodon. My main Mastodon account at zerk.us. Refused to refresh. It wouldn't load. Just showed blank, constantly trying to load, not loading. I'm like, what the? So I closed the browser and opened it again and did all the other stuff. Nothing worked. Finally, what I had to do was clear the cache, which struck me as being awkward. I suspect it's because the client actually downloads to cache all of the messages that come to me, and I get 2,000 or 3,000 a day on Mastodon, most of which I don't ever see, unless they happen to be in categories that are less active than the big herd of people that I follow. I only see a few of them. I see notifications that come directly to me, of course. I see people working in the writing community. I see people writing in the self-publishing community. I see the daily haiku, which is fun. I like seeing what other people have written. And I follow the Today posts. Today is really interesting. It was something that Mr. Funky Dude, which is his screen name, started, I don't know when, but he's, as long as I've been on, ever since November when I logged back into Mastodon, every day he goes through and he looks for people who have posted today. And so I started posting every morning, right after my haiku, a kind of an accountability post. It's like, what am I going to do today? Today I'm going to juggle mind, body, spirit. Every day is a new chance to succeed. So regardless of what happened yesterday, regardless of what's going to happen tomorrow, my goal today is to focus on today and do the things I need to do today. Today. Because every day is a new chance to succeed. Even if yesterday didn't work, today is a new chance. And that, with my word of the year of juggle, has sort of been my touchstone for the year. And it's working out pretty well. Lydia went jogging past, scared the crap out of me. I'm way overdressed. I've got on my usual two hoodies. One of them is lined with fleece. And the fleece-lined one is probably overkill. No, it's definitely overkill. It's all right. Won't hurt me to be warm for a while. I'm having trouble finding enough being warm time. It's one of the characteristics of my particular kind of arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, is the tendency to get rigor, the shakes, like shivering. And it's particularly noticeable when I get a cold draft across the back of my shoulders. And that can trigger rigor. And last night I had it triggered when I changed into my pajamas. And then again when I got into bed. I mean, I love the feel of cool sheets. And if they're just cold enough, I start shivering. It's ridiculous. I'm in a nice warm bed, shivering. Like I've got a fever of 105 or something. And it's just arthritis. Which makes no sense to me, but that's what my rheumatology guy says. Oh, that's what they told me back in the beginning. Am I still recording? Looks like it. I am. Yay. See if I can get a drink of water without stopping the recording. Probably should just stop the recording, take a drink of water, and then start again. I don't want to drink too much or I'll have to pee before I get back. That would be problematic. All right. Much better. Much better. So, Linux. Yeah, Anita says she wants to know more about the Linux thing. The Linux is going great. It is just... after the tweaking I did the other day, it straightened right out. It came, the first time I booted in the morning, for some reason it wants to recompile the shaders, which is tedious. But I think the answer to that is get up in the morning and while I'm busy writing my journal or doing something else, tell Arc to compile the shaders. So it'll be ready when I want it. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me, monk post. Because once the shaders are compiled, the game comes up in like 90 seconds. Where it used to come up in 6-8 minutes under Windows. Now, part of it is, I'm pretty sure, part of it is disk drive, because I could see all of the little layers of the world being loaded when you load a map. Let's see, what's in the east, what's in the west, what's in the north, what's in the south, what's underground, what's underwater, what's all of the different things load up. And you see them go. You see them go by. And because of, I'm used to having it load from a hard drive, mechanical. I don't even know what the read write speed is, but I'm getting 400 megabits a second on the SSDs. And I've actually got excess space. I also started sorting through all of the old files. I have a big bin with writing work in it. And all of the drafts of all of the books, of all of the cover art, all of the title and half title pages, and all of the associated accoutrements that go into producing a book, scattered all over this drive. So when I brought it in, I decided I'm going to fix that. I'm going to make it. I'm going to organize it. And the first thing I'm going to do is make the writing work the first directory on the drive. So when I open the drive, writing work is the first thing there. I don't really need to do that because I can always just tell OfficeWriter to open the last file. Or the most recent file. That works pretty good. But I'm also going through and sorting out so that the files have a structure that's more logical than, oh, this looks like a good place to put it. Starting with data from 2017. 2016. So I've had this machine for a while. But I have to say that I'm really happy with it. I put in, I think I said the other day, I put in more swap space. I've got enough swap space now that if I were to put in 32 gigabytes of memory, I'd have enough swap space. It's only got 16 now, and it only uses half of it on any given occasion, so I'm not too worried about it. At any point in time, there might be 5 or 6 megs of swap use, but that's it out of the 32 gigs, so I still have almost 800 gigabytes of personal directory before I get into the game drive that has another 455 gigs over and above the 500 something that Arc is using. So it's really gratifying to see, you know, open up Open Office in the morning, open up Libre Writer in the morning, and where before you got to see the logo and then a blank screen and then an empty file, now the logo flashes and an empty file comes up behind it. Talk about responsive. It's amazing. So far, I haven't wanted to do something, anything, that I couldn't do on Linux. Now, if I wanted to play Mass Effect, I don't know, because that's not through Steam. If I wanted to play Fallout 4, I could play Fallout 4 because that is on Steam. Maybe Mass Effect is on Steam too, I don't know. No geese today. They're putting in all these new apartment buildings here, right just across the park from the house. And that rumble noises that you're probably hearing is the grader that they've got flattening out the land between a couple of the buildings. There's a concrete foundation, a footing here, right next to the road. Well, right next to the road, it's 40 feet in, but looks like it's right next to the road. I don't know what that's going to be. It's got piping and I guess it's plumbing down through the concrete. Yeah, I can't imagine that's going to be a problem. Some problem in your drain that's embedded in the concrete. Yeah, that's going to work good. Although, I suppose it's probably no worse than the concrete around my water intake valve. Comes in from outside. Up alongside the park. There's lots of people at the park this afternoon. I think the lovely sunny warm weather has brought out the homeschoolers. And the toddlers. So I don't really have a whole lot to say about Linux anymore, other than, wow, I'm really liking it. I'm still reading Tale of Genji. John Ward asked me this morning. Asked me what I was reading. I told him I was reading A Tale of Genji. My hours of weekly hours of reading have diminished. And they continue to diminish whenever I read one of these classics. I suspect because I'm just not tempted to take the extra step to read more. It's like, okay, I read during dinner, I read during lunch, I read during breakfast, but I don't sit there for half an hour after and read a little more because it's just so interesting. And you want to know, why was I doing it if I was reading books I don't like? I was like, well, sort of the point of reading a classic a month is to read a book I don't like. Which sounds weird, but it's to find out, all right, what do I think about these works that get such high accolades? It's a classic. It's a pain in the butt. But, be that as it may, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.